An ensemble cast brings to life the story of Gloria Steinem and the women she's partnered with in the decades-long fight for equality. The American Repertory Theater's Diane Paulus directed the play Gloria, A Life, written by Emily Mann, for its original run off-Broadway in 2018. Now, she's brought it home to Cambridge and is inviting audiences to share their stories, too. WBUR's Jen Stanley has more.
Gloria, A Life tells the story of American second-wave feminism through the eyes of an icon. But Gloria Steinem, who's played by Patricia Callenber in the show, says she was 35 and working as a journalist for years before she considered herself an active feminist. What brought her to that point? Experience.
It's 1970 and the women's movement is really taking off. But I'm getting incredibly frustrated because I can't get any articles about it published. A couple of editors tell me,
if we publish your article saying women are equal human beings,
we'll have to publish one right next to it saying women are not equal in order to be objective.
The audience laughed, but the consequences of these attitudes weren't funny. As we learn in the play, at this time, it was considered justifiable homicide in some states if a man killed his wife for cheating. And a woman couldn't even take out a credit card in her own name. Hearing stories from other women and learning from seasoned civil rights activists awakened the feminist in Steinem.
I think this story demystifies Gloria, the icon, and in that sense, it makes space for all of us to recognize ourselves in her.
ART Artistic Director Diane Paula says they wanted to create a space that would foster listening and sharing. The audience is arranged in a circle around a modest, cozy set filled with books and ottomans meant to evoke Steinem's living room. After each performance, the ART invites the audience to join the conversation. Act 1 is the main play and tells Gloria's story. Act 2 is a talking circle where the cast facilitates an audience conversation about what they just saw and how they feel about feminism's past and future.
The lights often stay up on the audience so that we are present, we are listening. So really, the movement into Act 2, which is the talking circle, feels completely organic and an extension of the whole show.
When I saw the show last week, some people in the mostly white audience shared that they didn't know the names and stories of the activists of color who taught Steinem and worked with her for years while the mainstream media ignored their efforts. Audience member Janet Kolodner says she loved that the play humanized a movement that was for years clouded by stereotypes and misinformation.
So I was really surprised. I didn't know, and I was around, and I was aware, and I should have known, you know, that it was women of color who were playing a big role in getting it started also.
Women like Dorothy Pittman Hughes, who founded Ms. Magazine with Steinem in 1971. Or Wilma Mankiller, who in 1985 became the first woman to serve as the principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. Or civil rights lawyer turned organizer Flo Kennedy, heard here in the play.
Some people say they won't work inside the system. They're waiting for the revolution. Well, when the ramparts are open, honey, I'll be there. But until then, the biggest sin is sitting on your ass.
People in the talking circle shared their gratitude about how far we've come toward a more equal country, while others expressed their anxiety over what they view to be a backlash. Nearly everyone who shared expressed that they felt a call to action, like audience member Eileen Cerna.
It was just very consciousness raising in terms of how every one of us has a responsibility to get out there and do what we can.
And Paula says that's exactly what Steinem hoped for when she decided to share her story in this format. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jen Stanley.